It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
You know, we have problems in life, problems that we need to stand up to. And if you're to stand up to those problems, you need to convince yourself that absolutely nothing in life can defeat you unless you're willing to let it. Many times, when faced with trying problems which life has put in our path, we feel that we are at the end of our rope. I've felt that way many times, and I know you have too. What should a person do when he gets to the end of his rope? Hang on! That's what the rope is there for. A wit has put into poetry the tale of two frogs that had gotten to the end of their rope. One hung on, the other didn't. Here's the story of their plight. Listen carefully. Two young frogs from inland bogs had spent the night in drinking. As morning broke and they awoke, while still their eyes were blinking, a farmer's pail came to the swale and caught them quick as winking. Ere they could gather scattered senses or breathe a prayer for past offenses, that granger grand, that guiltless man, had dumped them in the milkman's can. They quickly find their breath will stop unless they swim up on the top. They swim for life, they kick and swim until their weary eyes grow dim. Their muscles ache, their breath grows short, and gasping speaks one weary sport. Say, oh dear, I've had enough of life. No more I'll try it. Sweet milk is not my diet. Tut, tut, my lad, the other cries. A frog's not dead until he dies. Let's keep on kicking. That's my plan. We yet may see outside this can. No use, no use, faint heart replies, turns up his toes and gently dies. Now the brave frog, undaunted still, kept kicking with a right good will, until with joy too great to utter, he found he'd churned a pound of butter. And climbing up on this hunk of grease, he floated to town with the greatest ease. Now the moral of the story is this. When in your Christian life you find you've grown weary of the toilsome grind, don't get discouraged and go down, but struggle on, no murmur utter. A few more kicks may bring the butter. If you refuse to be bigger than the problems which life sends your way, those problems will defeat you. But if you can grow bigger than your problems, you'll always have them on the run. If someone were to ask me what my Christian faith does for me, I should have to reply that it gives me the strength to stand up to life. I have the strength to face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me. That's what Paul said. That's a favorite verse of mine. Whatever else the Christian faith does, it gives a person power to stand up to life. I have experienced that truth in my own life many times, and I've seen it experienced in the lives of other people who would otherwise have been defeated.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.